Shit, I worry about dying. I'm a hypochondriac. I mean to tell you, if I stump my toe, I got cancer. That's how serious it is. Ain't nothing funny about that. I bought a medical dictionary. I read through that son of a bitch. I got shit I didn't know I had. I got rickets. What the fuck is that? I went in for a physical a month ago. The doctor called me before I came in. He says, I want you to bring me a stool sample. So I shit the shoebox and I took it in there to him. He said, good God, all I needed was a sample. I said, well, get what you need and make a figurine out of the rest. I ain't playing in that. You want to get pissy, I could have brought three of them in here on a stringer. What do you think about that? You should have seen the one that got away. It broke the net. See, this hypochondriac shit started about a year ago. I came home, I had this pain in my side. I told my wife, I go, God damn it, this is it. She said, what? I said, I'm dying. I got cancer. She said, you ain't got cancer. I said, bullshit. It ain't a tummy ache. It's over here. It's fucking cancer. I went to the doctor. I said, what is this? He said, that's where your liver and your gallbladder is. I went, shit, I got cancer. He says, you ain't got cancer. I said, you sure? He said, no. Fuck! Don't tell me that. He said, quit worrying. We'll do an ultrasound. I said, I'm not pregnant. I must have cancer. He says, we'll do it in a couple of days. No! Fuck! I could be dead in a couple of days. This shit's growing at a rapid pace. I'm starting to notice shit I've never noticed, like wind and flowers and trees. I'm talking to bugs. Hey, little fella, I'm a fucking basket case! So I go in for this ultrasound. I got my shirt off and my pants off for some damn reason. This lady's fiddling around with my wiener. And it dawned on me, I was in the wrong fucking place. Hell, I was at a geisha girl joint a block away. And I enjoyed the shit out of myself. The next day, I went in for this ultrasound, had my shirt off, and this lady's scanning me, and I'm crying like a four-year-old who just shit his pants on the playground. She says, how long have you had this? I went, for the love of God, what the fuck do you see? She said, nothing, let go of my titties. I mean to tell you, if I was going, she was going with me. Then I had to go through a CAT scan. That's where they lay you down, slide you through a tube. Look at all your insides. But before they do, they make you drink this barium milkshake. Which, by the way, is delicious. They're $8,000 a piece, too. Wait till you get the bill. I drank mine too fast. Had to drink another one when I got in there. Overachiever. I'm getting there, jackass. Settle down. I got to tell you, that lady slid me through the tube, slid me back out. She said, everything looks good. We got to check your prostate gland. I said, well, you can flip me over and slide me back through there. I got all damn day. She said, oh, no. Woo, 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 woo. I said, horse shit, I don't like no woo, 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 woo. Well, about an hour later, I didn't have much of a choice. I was in the doctor's office with Dr. Woo Woo. He's a Japanese fella, about 3 feet tall. Thank God, you don't want some big 6'8" son bitch. Come on in here. Fuck you. You take that Super Bowl ring off, we'll talk. He'll tell you when you get in there. Bend over. Shh, God damn it, keep your voice down. There are people out there. I don't want them knowing what we're doing in here. For God's sakes, I don't even know you. What's your name? You come here a lot? You got any whiskey? It's my first time. The problem with this procedure is you don't even know if it's a procedure. You've only heard about it from your buddies. It's like snipe hunting. Yeah. You only go snipe hunting once, unless you're an idiot, then you go twice. Or you're like me and you go three times. And this ain't a quick process. It's not like, boop, boop, okay, you're out of there. It's not gentle either. There's no soft music, candlelight, dun, 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 dun. Like that would even help. You know, hell no. He puts on this glove that goes all the way down to his elbow, which scares the shit out of you. Goddamn, Doc, you don't need all that, do you? Can't you just put something on your little finger? Is there a horse coming in here after me? What the fuck you need all that for? Then he asks you the stupidest question you've ever heard in your life. Are you ready? Shit, I got up early. Am I ready? I've been crying all day, you son of a bitch. Let's forget about all the medical reasons why you're in there. Let's just knock it down to what's going on. You're in a room with a strange man. Your pants are down. He's got a glove on. You take the same situation, put it in a hotel room, and it's wrong. And I know this. That's where the follow-up was. So I'm in his office, and I got my pants down around my ankles, and he came up behind me, starts rubbing my back. And then he started to fuck me. I'm kidding. Goddamn, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? Hey, you son of a... Get off me. What are you doing? Hurry up. You son... Then he pulled it out real fast. Just, what the fuck? You bastard. Turn around and talk to me. Put the pen down and hug me, you son of a bitch. You ain't gonna tell nobody, are you? Your shirt's untucked. Your hair's messed up. You look like a used up hooker. I walked out in that lobby, everybody looked at me like they'd been watching it on a video screen. There he is! Come here, kids! I couldn't even drive home. I was sitting in my truck in his parking lot with that squishy shit in my butt. My underwear in my pocket. Crying. Fuck, I'm gay! You start to question yourself. Did you like it? No! You did too? Fuck you! Who are you talking to? What are you doing that for? I'm not sure. There is a special bond you got with a man that's had his finger in your butt. And let me tell you something. Once you've had a finger in your butt, you've always had a finger in your butt. If anybody ever asks you, have you ever been with another man? You can't say no. Let's face it, the only difference between a dick and a finger is that there's no balls in the palm of your hand. And if there was, it'd be vulgar every time you said hi to somebody. Yeah. Good Lord, he's got balls in his hand. See, that's the shit you go through when you're a hypochondriac. That's what I love about my grandfather. Nothing bothers him. Hell, it's always little, you know? What's that lump on your neck? Oh, hell, just a little cancer. Shit, he'll clip it off with his pocket knife. Eat it. There's certain things in life you can't have a little of. Cancer is one of them. You can have a little cold, shit, it goes away. You can't have a little cancer. You can't have a little homosexual experience either. Why is your hair all disheveled? Why are you walking funny? I had a little homosexual experience. You can't have a little Down syndrome. Why is your eyes pointing east and west? Your forehead a little larger than normal. I got a little Down syndrome. Those of you that laughed at that are going to hell with me. There's certain things in life you don't want a little of. Hair. You don't want a little hair. Little money. Little dick. If you got a little hair, a little money, and a little dick, you can't even have a little pussy. That's hard to deal with. I know, I got one at home. I met her 9 years ago. She was sitting on a little stool like that in the Holiday Inn Lounge. And what I loved about that woman that night was the fact she was in a good mood. Man, I love a woman in a good mood. I'd much rather spend my evening with a big chunky-ass woman who had a great attitude than to be with a good-looking woman who was a fucking bitch. If you're a big chunky ass woman with a bad attitude, I got some bad news for you. You're fucked. You better have a good attitude and a joke book in your back pocket just in case. I'm serious. Listen. I love my wife. She's a good woman. We got three beautiful kids. And if you got kids, you know what it is when I'm talking about. Sometimes you look at them and you just go, oh, I can't stand it. I love you so much. And there's other days where you just want to go, quit acting like your fucking mother. You think about it, though, marriage is the same way. Sometimes you look at your wife and you just go, God, I couldn't have found a better one. And there's other days where you're just looking for a place to bury the body.